I have Judge Walk on the line.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you out there?
Fine. How are you, Mr. President?
Fine. I just called to tell you that I've greatly appreciated your support on this economic initiative we've taken.
You're very kind.
As an old Rotarian, of course, you follow through.
You bet I will.
Right. And I know you do. That's what I meant. And you have. And I've really, really appreciated your personal support on
getting some feedback on it now.
Yeah? Good.
And when we accumulate it and I tally it and have some information, I will send it right on to George Bell and let him coordinate it and get it into you.
Great, great. Fine.
How is everything going?
Just fine. Going extremely well. I just had a long meeting with Connolly and Arthur Burns, and we're moving along in good shape, we think. We're going to have the phase two ready in another couple of weeks or so.
May I give you some completely unsolicited advice?
Sure.
You as an attorney and I, we say that's worth just exactly what you pay for.
That's right, right. Worth a great deal.
You have at your, so close to you that I just don't want you to overlook him, one of the finest men that it's been my pleasure to work with, and that's Charles Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
He went down to Australia with me, as you'll recall.
Oh, yeah.
He was a chairman for a forum which he moderated with three chief justices from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
I got to know Charlie even better than I've known him over the last 3 or 4 years. And he is a gentleman. He is competent. He is everything I can think of. He's qualified. I'll say no more, except don't overlook him just because he's so close to you and a stone's throw from the White House.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate that very much.
That's all I want.
I had,
that way, and I'm not trying to be presumptuous to suggest.
I know. It's all right. It's perfectly right to do that. The latter, too.
He's just a wonderful individual.
He really is.
There is one
problem that, as we look at this present situation, that I think you're quite aware of, that, and that's the age factor.
Yeah,
now,
I know.
Both men I have appointed are 61.
Yeah.
And Charlie will be 59 or 60. I mean, it's the.
I would say within 1 year of your age.
I think he's just a year older than I am, actually.
Yes.
The problem is that, you know, when you think of how long these guys are going to be on, that was the only feedback I got on the appointments of Berger and Blackman, from my friends at least. They thought they were fine appointments, but they said they were about 5 years too old.
Everywhere that I traveled in the United States, I heard nothing but praise for these two appointments.
Yeah. Let me say that I don't mean that I'm not considering the other thing, but that's the only factor that weighs the other way, as you can see.
I didn't mean to even inquire, because that's not my
answer.
But I threw it in because I just have great respect for him. Sometimes
he's a great fellow. He was just in to see me reporting on his trip to Yugoslavia.
Uh-huh.
And he's, of course, a superb fellow.
Yeah.
Superb.
Well, anything I can do to help you, I have only to ask.
Fine. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, Judge. Thank you.
Goodbye. Give this...